Hello and welcome to Thank You Life 101's podcast of the ages, all about relationships, alcoholism, and drug addictions. We're going to be right back with the show. Get ready for an exciting Sunday show. We're so looking forward to it. I am so giddy inside. Be right back after this. Hello and welcome. My name is Stefan Neff, the host of this amazing podcast all about life, all about relationships and addictions in your life, going from point A to point B with clear clarity in your life. Today's topic is, what can you do on a Sunday to create clarity towards your life on a Sunday afternoon? You know what? I'm sitting here enjoying a beautiful day out. Yes, another beautiful Sunday. So, what can you do on a Sunday to skyrocket your life? Well, the one thing you can do is create your week's list. It means you're what you're to be for the week. So, for example, let me get this really clear and straight. So, it's not to-do list, it's to-be list. It means I'm going to be great this week. I'm going to be kind to my clients, to my employees, to people around me on a daily basis. That's what I'm going to be. This is the difference between a to-do list. A to-do list means you're just listing off things that you're going to be doing every day for the rest of the week. Now, to-be list is something totally different. And amazing influencers and successful people do this. They have a to-be list. So you start with number one. And you start listing them off. Yes, you can have your to-do list include with this, but do the be list first. To-be list. Then you add your to-do list on your daily basis. So, for example, if you want to be a public speaker, what am I going to be a public speaker? What am I going to be a clear employee or employer or a financial guru in this world? How am I going to be this amazing individual that's going to propel his life to the next level? These are the questions you ask yourself with clear clarity and with enthusiasm within your life. Because you need to have that enthusiasm within your life on a daily basis to get excited, to get really excited about life. So what are you going to be? This is the difference between people that are successful and people that want to be successful. There's two different things. You can want to be successful or you're to be successful in life. This is the passion in life that we all have within ourselves and that we can create within our lives on a daily basis. So now towards this path of to-do list, well, do the things that are really hard first. So put those things down. I don't know if say hard, but challenging. Then are you going to challenge yourself? Those are the ones you do first. Because once you do the challenging things in life, then the stuff that is much easier just goes and flows. So the hardest ones first, or the challenging ones first. And once you get that done, then the rest of the day just becomes like a breeze, easy breezy, right? That's the key. Let's do the hard first. That's the challenge you have towards yourself. And make them not, you know, make them really challenging. Because if you don't get them done, then you can ask yourself, what is stopping me from doing this very challenging project or challenging thing in life? Because then you can reshift and reformulate your life towards greatness, towards what you want to be in life. So challenge yourself every single day. Because this is the exciting part about life, is challenging yourself and creating that amazing life that you've always wanted. Creating these bonds between people around you. Creating that inner bond. Creating that life. You know what? This is what I want to be. This is who I am. That's the challenge in life, is to be more. To be. That's the be. Remember, I said this in previous podcasts. We're not human doers. We're human beings. So be who you are meant to be in life. So important. So very important to create that success principles in your life that you've been maybe struggling with, maybe searching for, and may not have found yet. Start simple. And if you find it too easy to do those challenges, then ramp it up. Make them harder. Because I've said this before, failure leads to success. You know, right now I'm looking at a picture, because what I do is I have photographs of people that I've met around the world. Like, for example, I have John Gray in front of me and Scott. There's so many, you know, Marie Diamond. I met Marie Diamond from, you know, the Feng Shui Queen from The Secret, and John Gray from The Secret. You know, these people that I've met, just I have pictures of them. So I look at them and what they have done. What they have achieved by doing, by being who they were meant to be. So this is the keys, one of those keys. This is a very important, is to have pictures of people that you believe that are successful or want to achieve just a small portion of what they have achieved in life. You know, John Gray had created Men from Mars, Women from Venus. If you know that book, that's one of the most famous books in the world. And these things I want to achieve in my life. I want to achieve a success. And so how did I do it? And how do I want to do it? One step at a time, one baby step, one challenge, one foot forward, and then the next one behind it goes forward. One step at a time. So we're going to be right back. This show has been a fantastic Sunday. You know what? I didn't want to stop this podcast today. I wanted to go on for, you know, I love doing these podcasts. They're so fun to do for me. So this is my Sunday. I'll be right back with a recap after this. This podcast has been brought to you by Thank You Life 101. Hosted by Stefan Neff, all about relationships, drug addictions, and alcoholism. We'll be right back with the recap. Hello and welcome back for the recap of this amazing podcast Sunday show. Number 13, lucky number 13 for me. You know what? So the recap is the to-be list on a Sunday to skyrocket your life. To-be list. Then you do your to-do list. Remember the hardest ones first. Challenge yourself on a daily basis. Remember, write them all down. List them 1 to 10. And that was one thing that I wanted to add is do not make too many to do, because to be, you can do as many as you want, but to do list, once you overload yourself with too many to do lists per day, then you end up looking at your list and going, oh man, am I going to get these done? Start with 5. You can add them as you're doing them. If, oh, I'm finished. Not saying, oh, I can, you know, take a break for today. Add more to your to do list. That was one of the things I wanted to add to this. And remember, always be who you are meant to be. Live the life that you've always wanted, you've always desired, and you've always dreamed of. Everybody, thank you so much for listening to my podcast today. I'm so happy and grateful for all of you. So everybody have a fantastic Sunday and create it. Be it. Do it. Bye-bye, everyone. Bye-bye. And we're out.